No, ecco.
一边凹的，那边一边硬的。
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. Is there anything you all want to ask or understand? You can ask me. Hey, questions from BM1, the girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How come she sent me another set of questions? But this set of questions is very interesting. Because I think this one is doing the rising and falling. Okay, maybe I will share this question with you all first, then you all can reflect on it. This one is somebody from Bukit Matajam, that lady. He said, "Hi, Brother Teo, can I do my meditation reporting here? Basically, I don't have any question because I understand your instruction from your YouTube video." Then she said, number one, anchor my mind to rising and falling. Bracket, used to do that. Then he said she do it for 5 or 10 minutes. Number two, relax, aware. This one not bad. Then number three, mind is silent, but awareness is very sharp and strong as the meditation goes on. Quietness is on and off. Cannot stay for long. But the number three contradict number four, you realize that? He said, mind is silent, but awareness is very sharp and strong as the meditation goes. Then he said, oops, sorry. He said, I am B. Ching, I think, from Bukit Matajam. Then after that, he said, number three, awareness is sharp. Is I can note rising. It's like one block, go up and up and up, stay and then exhale. This way is wrong. Oh, she knows it's wrong. Because I am not supposed to note in detail. At least now she realized that. He said, quiet mind, keep on going off too fast. Then she asked me, he said, Brother Teo, is this correct? Thank you, Brother Teo. Then I replied, I said, okay. Your sati or mindfulness is still not stable. Always remember to relax and don't try to know. Silent mind means no verbalization or chattering or trying to know. Then she rejoiced, oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yes, we'll keep on cultivating. Then she asked another question. Silent mind, bracket, no verbalization, apply even in daily routine, daily life, like washing dish, mopping floor. I aware my mind is chattering like automatically, even before bed also chatter. I say, or when get up from bed, straight away chatter, verbalize. Then she wants to know whether this is something that will happen if she trained her mind. Then I reply, I say yes, but initially you can't do it because your initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, is not developed as yet. Hence, your daily mindfulness can never be stable. It is okay to be aware of your verbalization, but don't allow yourself to be deceived by it and become heedless, lost in thought. Oh, then she rejoiced, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why what I want to share here is to let you know, people who don't follow the class, they will interpret the instruction differently. And you, do you realize she cannot understand what silent mind is? She only know nothing is wrong. But from the way she replied, means she totally is without stability of mindfulness, awareness. That's why the mind cannot stop chattering, cannot stop verbalizing. So all this is because you lack the understanding of training, the five spiritual faculties. Then also you lack the step two, constantly listening to Dhamma to develop the first and second turning wisdom to arise the yoniso manasikara. So without this, your mindfulness can never stabilize. That's why the Avijja Sutta, the 10th step, is very important. And a lot of people cannot understand. And meditation, if you check the Satipatthana Sutta, is always starting with training your mind to be aware, anapanasati. Then after that, mindfulness of four posture and mindfulness of all action, movement in the present moment, means sati sampajana. So these are the essential training that the Buddha has actually recommended and instructed. So if you don't do this four posture and the daily mindfulness, there is no way you can develop the meditation. Because for your mind to have the ability to be aware of the defilements, especially the subtle one, you really, really need the stability or sati, mindfulness. Heedfulness is defined by the Buddha as ever mindful, constantly meditative. If you are not ever mindful, not constantly meditative, you are heedless. And the heedless are as if dead. That's why you don't stand a chance. So in the midst of life, you cannot be heedful, you actually don't stand a chance. You can do all the formal meditation, but end of the day, you don't know how to allow your mind settle down, realize the true mind, then allow the mind to enter sati. Your daily mindfulness cannot develop. Then without the initial wisdom also, it cannot come about. That's why ultimately is daily mindfulness. And daily mindfulness needs support. The five spiritual faculties, the first and second turning wisdom. Then you must have a religious routine. Without these three, there is no way you can develop it. So always remember, the difficult part is sati sampajana. And these three things is actually taught to you and it's very easy. So as Dhamma friend, step two, constantly having the opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma, this one you have to do. Then from there it will arise the first and second turning wisdom, which is the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. Then after that, stabilize it through a good religious routine that is quite complete. Means throughout the day you develop this mindfulness. Initially is before you sleep, do certain type of routine. When you wake up, do certain type of routine. And the routine is very simple. First thing I do is I remember, I pay respect triple jam first. Develop the faith. Then if I need to go to washroom, I go. But most of the time, I don't need to unless it's urgent. If it's urgent, I will go. Then after that, I will do my routine. So you pay respect, triple jab, develop the faith. Then you can do your chanting if you want to. Eh? Then have 20 minutes of sitting. Yeah. If you can do it for half an hour, that will be better. If you are retired, if you are not retired, I think not easy. Because you have to wake up early. Yeah. But last time I did it because I did it late in the night. Yeah. I hardly sleep. I normally wake up at 1 a.m. or 1:30 a.m. Then I meditate. Yeah. Then after that, I will have good sleep. Yeah. Then when I sleep also, fully aware. And the awareness go in. That's why when I wake up, the first thing is aware already. Then later on, the mindfulness also can go into your sleeping state and all those things. So all these are possible if you really have the faith and develop the training. Okay, now we can start the puja. Huh? Sorry, huh? Taken up 7 minutes. 8:17 already. Okay, see ya. Nim 2, to help you light the candle and the incense. Ah, yes. Ah, good. Oh, not you, tell me. Mi Fong and Elsie. Yeah. I think tonight's choice is good. Eh? Yeah. The rest of us can stand. Eh? Yeah, go home. Okay, the rest of us then, huh? Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Never mind, pass on first. We will like it later. Sadhu, lighter. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. 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 You can stand over here. Yeah, stand over here. Allow the line to form. Stand. you stand over here. Sadhu. 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 Okay, you all can be seated. Thank you. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tetiampi pedang saranang gacami. Tetiampi damang saranang gacami. Tetiampi sanghang saranang gacami. Tatiampi pedang saranang gacami. Tatiampi damang saranang gacami. Tatiampi sanghang saranang gacami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we are chanting padipa puja. Ganna sarappaditena dipena tamadangsina diloka dipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyantang puja bhajana mutamang vanna ganda guno petang tang kasuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi putang kasumena nena punnena matena ca hotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasa bhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivase tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water clear all defilements in our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas and powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pujam. Padang Pujayame. Damang Pujayame. Sanghang Pujayame. Okay, you all can be seated. We are off the light and we can have half an hour off. Oh, okay. We will have half an hour of silent awareness meditation. Yeah? For those who are new, I will try to give you some instruction. Yeah? You just pay attention. Yeah? Then after that, don't try to remember. Be attentive, that's it. Yeah? Once you are attentive, you will understand. Mm. Because later on, for those who are new, I will give you some of the transcript book, which is a typical Thursday class that you go through. Eh? So everything is in the transcript book. You can read through later and develop the understanding. The theory part, the understanding part, you can read it up. Eh? So that you meditate with understanding. The most important thing is to meditate with understanding. When you understand, it's very easy to meditate and to develop the progress. But when you don't understand, you simply do, then you waste a lot of precious time. Eh? So just bear that in mind. Okay, we're off the light now. I will set the alarm. Eh? Okay, for those who are new, just relax body and mind. Make sure physically, mentally, completely relax. You are here to meditate. So if the thought arises, let it arise. Do not try to resist it. Don't try to do anything. You just relax body and mind and tell yourself you are here to meditate. So whatever the mind or the thought want to tell you, you tell the mind or the thought. After the meditation, I will attend to all these things. During this time, please have mercy on me, yeah? So that it can allow you to have the half an hour of silent awareness meditation. Yeah? Then, make sure you have a stable posture, your backbone is straight. Then just relax body and mind, breathe in and breathe out naturally. Don't try to force it, eh? Just breathe in and breathe out naturally. Mm. Then close your eye, eh? Close your eye. Then try to feel your forehead. If there's any tension, any tightness or any stress within, just feel. Don't think, feel. Then relax into it. Feel it soothingly. Relax, relax, and relax. Then you sweep this awareness or mindfulness down to your eye muscle. Do the same. Feel and relax all the eye muscle. Wherever there's any tension, tightness, or stress within, just feel it soothingly. Relax, relax, and relax. Then you sweep it down to your facial muscle. Again, do the same. Feel, relax. Each and every strand of your facial muscle, sweep it down. Just relax. Don't think. Feel, relax. Then in order to help you to relax further, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can radiate a radiant smile, there is joy. And the joy will allow your facial muscle to relax naturally. Because when you are happy, when you have joy, the radiant smile will make you feel good and you are in a state of natural relaxed state. Then after that, you can radiate love and metta. You can recite following what I recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. As you recite, you must feel it. The feeling must be there. When you recite, may I, this body and mind, feel your entire body and mind, be well and happy, means your entire body, each and every cell, have this well-being and happiness. Even your mind states too. Then you can repeat, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness deep within your body and mind. Then you extend this metta. You can recite further, may this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. Feel it, that there is no physical and mental suffering. Then may it too be free from all harm and danger. May its mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it always keep itself happy and peaceful, always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then we extend this metta to all our loved ones. May all our loved ones too be well and happy. May its body and mind too be without suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their body and mind too be free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it always keep itself happy and peaceful. Always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts too. Then we extend this metta to all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, including all kayamitas. May all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, including all kayamitas, be well and happy. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free of all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we can extend this metta to all beings within the whole of Subang Jaya, the whole of Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, and Mother Earth, then extending to all beings within our solar system, our galaxy, our Milky Way, and all beings within the entire universe. May all beings be well and happy, well and happy. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May there be peace, may there be love, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now, you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you come back to your facial muscle. Just feel, relax. Don't think, feel, relax. Then sweep it down to your neck. Feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder, feel, relax. Then after that, shift your attention down to your chest area or your heart area. Silence everything and just feel. If you are sensitive, you can feel whatever vibration or your heartbeat around your heart area. You just silence your mind completely and just stay with it. Feel. Then be aware of all the movement. If you are new, if you are not sensitive, you have not trained your mind, then it's okay. You just like feel your forehead, relax. So you feel your heart area, wherever there is any tension, tightness or stress with it. You just feel it soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Then you sweep it down to your stomach, feel, relax. Your abdomen, feel, relax. For those doing rising and falling, you can silence everything around your abdomen area. Don't go and look for the rising and falling. Just silence. Then see what happens. When the awareness and the movement of the abdomen become one, the awareness will pick it up. And that is sati. Sati means the awareness and the physical movement of the rising and falling of the abdomen become one without thought. No need to know nothing, just silent away. The silent can detect the movement. Then when it's synchronized as one, that is sati. That is the real awareness. But if you are not doing the rising and falling, then you don't need to do that. You just feel, relax. Then move on to your leg, feel, relax. Buttock, feel, relax. Then you can reverse this mind sweeping method upwards. Feel the buttock, relax. Feel the leg, relax. Feel the abdomen, silence everything, relax. Then feel the stomach, silence everything and relax. Then back to chest or abdomen, back to chest area or heart area. Silence everything and feel. You can detect any movement, vibration, or your heartbeat. Just stay there. Maintain awareness. No need to do anything. Otherwise, just relax and move on. Feel your shoulder, relax. Hand, relax. Then back to shoulder, feel, relax. Then neck, feel, relax. And sweep it out, your facial muscle. Feel and slowly relax all your facial muscle. Then your eye muscle, feel, relax. Then your forehead, feel, relax. By now, your mind should be more calm and peaceful. This is supposed to be your meditative mind. The mind that is no longer thinking, heedlessly creating thought process. Because the mind sweeping method can help you temporarily decondition the heedless thinking. Well, what you do is you just feel and relax. So the momentum of thinking is already attenuated or reduced. But this silence or this awareness, it cannot be kept for long unless you have trained your mind. So for those who are new, if you are not trained, I will teach you another skillful means to anchor this sati or mindfulness, the silent mind, so that it maintain is continuity of mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. So to do that is very simple. Like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing in front of your nostrils. Silence everything and just feel. Maintain awareness there. Then like the Buddha's instruction, breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. Just the awareness and the breathing move as one. Breathe naturally. Don't try to do anything. Just relax, silent, and maintain the awareness. Follow the breathing. When your awareness and the breath move as one without thought, that is the sati. Initially, if you are new, you realize the mind wanders off very fast. Split second, your mindfulness is no longer there. You are no longer aware of breathing. You have created thinking. You are lost in thought. But never mind. Be patient. Every time the mind wanders off, bring it back. Every time the mind wanders off, bring it back. You can sustain it for 5 or 10 minutes. Then your anapanasati will build up. Then as anapanasati build up, there is no thought. You will experience a type of peace, a type of calm, which they call piti. Piti is a spiritual calmness, spiritual joy. Or some, if you experience it for the first time, it is like very, very soothing. It's like a spiritual rapture. Your mind like rapture into joy. Very peaceful, very calm. Then you continue to relax into it and maintain the anapanasati. Let the anapanasati continue. As it builds up, you relax into it. Then you allow it to stabilize until this piti becomes very, very quiet, very peaceful. Then it will transform and become sukhang. You will experience not only the joy, you will experience the blissfulness of mind when your anapanasati become very stable. Then initially you will tend to experience long breathing. Your mindfulness and the breath move as one with clarity. Then it is like every in breath is very long. Then every out breath is also very long. That's why there is clarity. Each and every of the movement is with clarity. So continue to allow the anapanasati develop until this breathing become very subtle. Finally, when it become very subtle, it like no more breathing. That is a sign of good progress. When you have that stage, when your breathing has become very subtle, like there is no more breathing, don't do anything, just maintain the silence in front of your nostril. Just continue to relax and maintain awareness, don't do anything. Then finally, the mind will enter sati. Or you will experience initially the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. We call it pasati. When there is no more thought, movement, activity, the mind becomes so quiet and so still. That is pasati. That is your silent mind. That is your true mind. That is the mind that can meditate. So I allow you to train yourself to develop this. Then for those who already know how to meditate, use that to develop understanding. The silent mind without thought, with the awareness, can develop a lot of understanding. When you completely silent your mind, then whatever that arises within your own form of mind, the 5 aggregates, you will understand. Then you will start to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being, and how consciousness come to be. Then how your senses allow you to have contact with them. Then through the contact, you will understand what happened. you will understand the essential Dhamma, the teaching, the Paticca Samuppada and all those things. The Four Noble Truths. The five spiritual faculty. Then also the five mental hindrances, including the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. Then later on you may also experience the enlightenment factors, the seven factors of enlightenment. So all this you will come to experience them. So I will let you continue your meditation. Then the alarm will come off. When the half an hour is up, then I will ring the bell. After you hear the bell, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner calmness, inner peace, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that you must develop them until it's part of you. Until throughout the day, you are mindful, aware, within. Okay, now we'll turn to page 6. We'll chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddham
Esa bhagavato sakkasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo anutarang punyaketang dokasati.Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripa Jam. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami.Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Just maintain some form of attention. Just relax body and mind. Maintain attention. Be attentive. Then we will continue our second session. Second session is meditation reporting.Followed by question. If you have any question regarding the meditation and the teaching, you can ask. Okay? You just have to raise your hand. We will pass you the mic. Anybody want to report meditation? You just have to report exactly how you do it. Don't worry about right and wrong. I will help you. Anybody?As usual, everybody is so shy. Okay, if not, I think Suyan got a question in it from that lady. What was his question? Yeah, you sent to me, but you can read it out for me easier. Just now, the other question which I read to you, I think only those who came in early managed to listen to it.So you came in late, you have to listen to the recording. Yeah, we are Suyan also received another question, but it's a different question.
Okay, the question this lady gave is, today I have a simple question. In a day, morning and night, how many chanting one has to keep on reflecting?
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah. So today I have a simple question.
Yeah.
In a day, morning and night, how many chanting one has to keep on reflecting?
She didn't tell you what chanting.
No.
Didn't. If I'm not wrong, it should be the religious routine. So the religious routine, normally you break it up. It's quite simple. So normally what we do is we pay respect to Triple Gem. You can do it mindfully. Some may recite homage to thee, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one. Then if you are familiar with the Mandarin version of the Mahayana practice, you can also recite Namo本师释迦牟尼佛。As you recite mindfully, you also pay respect mindfully. So finally, body and mind move as one, without thought. Then you can chant that recitation of the Buddha's name. That is to give you faith. It's just like our Theravada tradition. Homage to the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Then you bow.Then mindfully arise. Means body and mind move as one without thought. That is sati. If you continue to do this religious routine, it will help you build up your daily mindfulness. So Master Xuan Hua has a very good training. He said to become his disciple, to take refuge under him. you must at least do 10,000 bow. Like just now I recite. Homage to thee, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Or in the Mahayana version, which Chen Hua gave is, Namo Ben Si, means original teacher, Sakyamuni Pho, Sakyamuni Buddha. Homage to thee, the original teacher, Sakyamuni Buddha, in Mandarin. So every time you do, you mindfully bow, then you raise, then you bow again. So do it 10,000 times, but not in a day. He said within 3 months, that is the recommended. So I remember in the year 1986 when I took refuge with my whole family, I did the bowing within less than 2 months. And after that, the daily mindfulness came. Meditation became very easy. At that time, the faith was very strong. So that homage was very good. Then I combine it with my daily routine. So in my daily routine, I break it up because I calculate within 2 months. Let's say 2 months, I have to bow 10,000 times. So 1 month is about 15,000 times. So 15,000 divided by 30 days, you have roughly 500 bow a day. I did it morning, evening, sometime morning, afternoon, evening, whenever I have the condition. Then the other thing that I make it a point to always do is, whenever I go to a way place or a temple, I will straight away go to the main shrine hall and pay my respect, mindfully. Then after that, I may do some chanting. So the chanting can be our usual one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. You repeat for 3 times. Then take refuge. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Then for the 2nd time, you go for refuge. Then the 3rd time, you go for refuge. Then you renew your precept. Then after that, you can start your meditation if you want to. But if you are more used to chanting and you like to develop the faith, then you can chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. Just like what we did when we did the invocation to the Devas. Then you meditate after that. The meditate depends on how much time you have, but minimum should be 15 to 20 minutes. You can do it for half an hour, will be very good. Then just relax, silent, aware, meditate. Then after that, you finish. You share merit, transfer merits, our usual closing puja chanting. Then after that, pay respect mindfully. 3 times. Come out. So that is, the whole thing, I remember, can be done in about 45 minutes, if you have the time. Otherwise, you can shorten it to about half an hour. Then, before you sleep, it's the same. That one is when you woke up, before you sleep. Then after that, when you arise on the bed, you must be mindful. Then when you decide to pay respect, you do it mindfully. Everything you do is with mindfulness. So every day you have this type of training, your daily mindfulness will come. But at the same time, you must listen to Dhamma. To develop the first turning wisdom, followed by reflection, contemplation, inquiry into the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught, then develop the stability of the second turning wisdom. Then straighten your views. When you straighten your view, you develop wisdom, initial wisdom. That's why your mind will not react to sense experience like before. You will not be heedless like before. Most of the time you are aware, mindful, silent, with little or no thought. Little or hardly any thought. Then after that, when you arise, after you have finished your religious routine, you again mindfully go to the washroom or do whatever you want. If it's morning, you need to prepare yourself to do your housework, or to go to office, or to do your duty. If you are still working, maybe you have to go to office. Then in the weekend, you don't have to go to office. Maybe you got your household duty. So do all those things mindfully, with awareness. Standing aware, walking aware, sitting aware, lying down aware. Then connect all the movement, whatever activity, like the Buddha mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. Standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, stretching, turning aware. Whatever you do with mindfulness, awareness. And when you go into your washroom, every movement, every action, aware. How you even move your hand to open the washroom door or to move it, fully aware. Then how you walk to the basin or to the WC to ease yourself, do it mindfully. Even answering nature's call, do it mindfully. Initially, you have to cultivate it. That's sati sampajana. Means daily mindfulness with clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment. This is to connect the four postures intermediate in between action and movement. That's why it involves, when you want to eat something or so, you observe all the movement, activity. The movement is mainly physical. That's like kaya anupassana, anchor to your physical action and movement. Then after that, you develop the stability of mindfulness. Then you can see your mental intention. Then you can see your mental activity. Then you can feel, you become sensitive. Then later on, when your mind enters the deep, you can be mindful of physical nature's phenomena. Nature's phenomena are everywhere. Yeah. All of the movement in nature. It can be the tree, the plant, the leaf, or the moving car, or the walking human being, living being, or the animals, or whatever. Then sometimes the breeze, the moving cloud. Then you can also see sometimes when people attending to their kiosk, like when you go for lunch. The Cha Kway Teow guy, I remember, I was able to be mindful, and it's like my body is inside him. My awareness move with his physical movement and activity, like I'm one with all the action and movement. That's why Kaya Anupassana, the Buddha say, mindfulness of kaya internally, starting with your own. Then externally is to have that mind that has entered the sati, that is capable of being mindful. Mindful of whatever you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile, you feel anything. That's why that mindfulness is very different. It has stabilized. When mind has entered the sati, everything is in sati. Then you can be aware of specific phenomenal awareness. Means whatever people do, whatever movement, activity and perception, you can be aware. That is the training. You can do this throughout the day, not long. Maybe 3 months, 6 months, you become very different. You progress very fast. The Avijja Sutta, there are 10 steps. First step is to have Dhamma friends. This one all Kayanamita will have. Second step is having the opportunity, time to listen to true Dhamma, which all Kayanamita also have. Then as you listen attentively, you know the art of listening, you will develop understanding. Then when you develop the understanding, that is the first turning wisdom, born of hearing the sutta, the discourse of the Buddha. Then when you reflect, you contemplate, and you inquire, and you stand up to investigation, you develop faith, confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, because these are truth that will stand up to investigation. That's how the third step, faith in the Buddha and his teaching, come about. Because when all the essential Dhamma that he has taught you, when you listen to it, then you reflect, contemplate, and investigate into it, or inquire into it, you realize It conforms with nature's law. It conforms with everything that life has given you. You witness them. You saw them rising and passing away. How people suffer. How when you ignore his advice, you become heedless. You act, speak, and think with a heedless mind. With the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then suffering will follow you, like the wheel that follows the cart. So all this is mentioned in Dhammapada verse 1. So you see them all. But if you become heedful, if you understand the deep meaning of these two Dhammapada verses 1 and 2, then you will become different. Then you will follow the advice of the Buddha. You train your mind to become heedful. Because the Buddha said, our mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. Then he said, it is cetena that I call karma. Cetena is mental intention. That's why you will be very mindful, careful with your mental intention. That's how when you train your mind to be heedful, ever mindful, constantly meditative, then you can act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then, happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leaves you. That's how you improve your life. That's how you transform your life. That's how you can make a difference to your life. Do you realize that when you can do Dhammapada verse 2, you actually are already a very good meditator? Avijja Sutta, what step is that? Yeah? Dhammapada verse 2, what step is that? Three type of right conduct. When you can act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil root. That's why after sense restraint, you are capable of the three type of right conduct. Actually, you are already an enlightened being. Step 7. That's why to do that is not easy. But people think it's very easy. You have to train your mind to be heedful, is ever mindful, constantly meditative. So that itself is step 7. You are minimum sotapan, and very likely a sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. So this is what the teaching is all about. So if you can have a good religious routine, you will transform, you will progress very fast. So after you finish your routine, you brush your teeth also mindful, answer nature's call also mindful, put on your clothing, everything mindful. Yeah? Don't have to go into detail, but you, when you do it, you will know the movement, the activity. We are all this, you are doing it. That's why you will develop the understanding of daily mindfulness. Even bending, turning, stretching, looking forward, that seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, everything is with awareness within. That's why you are heedful, mindful, different. No more thinking, no more thought process. But initially, when you have not stabilized it, when you have not developed the initial wisdom, there will be thought, there will be lapse of it. Your mindfulness is hardly develop. So initially it's like when you learn how to play a game, you are not skillful, you are still clumsy. Never mind, just do, don't try to know. Like bowing, just bow until the sati come. When the sati come, the form and mind will understand, because that body and mind move as one. Then there is no thought. All this that I describe are words, not that thing. But when you do it, it's like you train yourself in whatever games. Can be badminton, table tennis, basketball, or football. When you become very skillful, the moment you act and play, you are spontaneous. You don't think. And every movement is very skillful. There is like a very graceful stroke. Yeah. Like you are one, body and mind as one. That's why you can execute them very well. So, sati, when it is well developed, it becomes like you are very graceful, very skillful. Like everything is a flow. That's how you develop the training. So meditation, when you understand, is easy, simple. But when you don't understand, you cannot do it. Because the actual training is not so straightforward like what you think. But if you have faith, if you are sincere, you have diligence, persevere, you just do, it will come. That's how cultivator progress. The Buddha already give you the assurance, Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So you can never afford to be heedless. Always remember that. That's how you have to train. To be heedful, there are two parts. Like what I wrote on the whiteboard. So heedfulness here, the Pali word is apamada. This is most important. It has two parts. To be heedful, you have to be ever mindful, constantly meditative, means constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. And that is defined under Dhammapada verse 23. So ever mindful, the word ever mindful, which means you have to develop mindfulness first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's why the stability of it is very important. Bow until the sati arise. When the sati arise, you will understand. Then the body and mind move as one, without thought. Then everything is in sati. That's how you have to do it. It's like any game. When you become very skillful, you just know how to execute. You no need to think. To return the shot, no need to think. You just execute spontaneous. Because you have trained. So the mind is the same. So once you are heedful, the Buddha say, under Dhammapada verse 23, the constantly meditative, ever mindful, and steadfast one who hold on to these two types of training, they will realize the bond-free supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. And the Buddha under Dhammapada verse 23 guarantee you enlightenment. So Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23 are the first three of the 20 verses of Appamattavagga, means the Dhammapada verse on heedfulness. The first three is the most important. The rest also important and very beautiful. If you read through them, you will develop the understanding and the faith. Yeah. So coming back to the question, very likely she doesn't know the religious routine. She taught chanting. If you talk about chanting, you can spend whole day chanting. And you still cannot finish the paritta chanting. You ask Ingvi, you know. Some of the chanting are very long. Especially the first sermon, the Bacakapavattana Sutta. That one is pretty long. Then you got the Anapanasati Sutta, the long discourse. Then even the Satipatthana Sutta is also very long. So we are not talking about those type of chanting, understand? That's why that question is a bit weak. So anyway, in a day, how much chanting is up to you. If you have that interest, you can be mindful while you are chanting, then put in more chanting for your daily religious routine. Your religious routine means your daily activity, your daily kiosk, whatever you do, whether you are working or you are not working, living your daily life or doing your duty, everything has to be developed with mindfulness. That is what the training is all about. Daily mindfulness, aware, fully aware, ever mindful throughout the day. If you don't have the ability to be in that state of mind, you can never be heedful in life. And Dhammapada verse 1 is very obvious. The heedless are as if dead. You don't stand a chance. Means the spiritual life, the enlightenment, you don't stand a chance. That's why daily mindfulness is the most important. Sati sampajana is the most important. If you cannot do that, then there is no way you can awaken. People who don't understand think that it's very difficult. But those who have gone through, they will tell you it's not difficult at all. You must have faith. You must do it. In fact, initially, before your mundane mind collapse, it's very easy to do. The mundane mind is very easy to be mindful in a way. But once your mundane mind collapse, then the supramundane mind come out. It's different. It can still be done. But that one, you need wisdom. But by then, your wisdom is already there. That's why you will understand all these things. Okay, so that question I answer already. Any other question? Or any meditation reporting? That one more important. If you don't report, I can't guide you. I don't know what you are doing down there. Anybody? You just report exactly how you do it. No need to worry about right and wrong. And then I can guide you along. I can teach you many things. Tammy. Pass the mic to Tammy.
Good evening, Maharaja. It's called the Kayamita. I'm talking about reporting. Last week when you there's the meditation was a bit different. It's about we all just sitting silently and then just
relax, maintain awareness. In fact, that is the fastest way to meditate.
Actually, that one I feel very relaxed because I don't need to
confirm. No matter, no technique, right? You don't need to confirm anything, right? You just relax and maintain awareness. So my last guy always used this word, relax and enjoy. You know why he say that? Because when you maintain mindfulness and awareness, you are without thought, correct? Without thought means what? No fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sorrow, nothing. You are peaceful, quiet, tranquil, still. That's why you will enjoy the meditative state. Relax and be with all activity and movement. Then there is no thought. It's just aware. It just flow until the mind enters sati. Then you will realize that true mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the silent mind, your true inner awareness nature. When you realize that, you are the great being. You are near to awakening. Sometimes the moment you realize that, you awaken. So this is what meditation is all about. Relax, aware, don't do anything. Then the original state of mind will arise. Where when the thought subsides, cease, sati will show forth, will shine forth. And when sati shine forth, you will understand what that true mind is, what that self nature is, what that awareness is. That one is not a being. That one is the unconditioned. It's just aware, nothing else. It cannot come out and live life. It's not a human being. But it is a nature within that you can realize. And that is common to all living beings. The oneness nature, the eternal nature, the unborn. Because it's unborn, it's the deathless element. Whatever that is born is a condition arising thing. It will have its death. But whatever that is unborn, That is the eternal nature. That's why it's the unconditioned. But we need to use word to describe it so that people can develop the understanding. Continue with your reporting.
So I don't need to confirm that anything else. And today then you were guiding us, and then because lately I'm a bit stressed lah, because tomorrow is the performance already, so I'm stressed. Okay. And then so today I was sitting, and then when you're talking,
You have your thought thinking about that activity. Yeah, tomorrow is the performance. So when you got something pending, the thought tend to worry about it or project. That's why you have certain fear, anxiety, not relaxed and all things. But it's okay, aware of it. Then later on, reflect, contemplate, and tell yourself, is this going to help me? If it's not going to help me, then why did I repeat this habitual tendency? This is the mind of the olden day, before I have the Dhamma and the understanding. Then when I understand the Dhamma, I come to realize all these are Sankara activity, thinking. They come and they go. They arise and they pass away. They are impermanent. If I hold on to them, I cling on to them, I give meaning, I suffer. That's how your worry, anxiety all arise. Then when you understand this, you recall what the Buddha said. Sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta, anatito. Means everything is dependent originating. That's why it is impermanent. If I cannot accept the reality of the moment, if I attach, cling, and give meaning, and want things my way, I suffer. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. That's why it is non-self, it is empty, not real. Straight away, that wisdom will prompt you and you free. Straight away, you will not think, because no point. The reality is future yet to come. No amount of fear, worry, anxiety can help you. Then why allow it to project and create all this mind state? That's why your sati will take over. And you will understand. Straight away, yoniso manasikara will prompt you. Rupang anicang, rupang anatta. Sankara anicang, sankara anatta. Straight away you will know. Then with this understanding, your mind becomes quiet, peaceful. You need to reflect, contemplate, and prepare yourself for the next day. Do it. After that, forget about it. Don't worry whether you can remember or not. Tomorrow, another day. As long as you are mindful and aware, when the time comes, you will know how to act. You will know how to speak. You will know how to conduct yourself. It becomes very natural. That's what life is all about. You have to develop the heedfulness to live it. If you are not heedful, you become heedless. And you cannot live life. That's how suffering comes to be. Without heedfulness, you are lost in thought. Without heedfulness, the mental hindrance take over. That's why you will have suffering. So this is all part and parcel of the Dhamma. So the way Tammy described it is very good. She just described what she do, and she has developed quite good understanding, because the previous Thursday, I think one of the Thursday, I told you all to try the new way. I think last Thursday we had that J. Krishnamurti quote, you remember? Without the controller and all those things, can you observe without any control? Without giving it continuity, so that observe, so that the thought stop. If you can do that, you progress. That is meditation. Without any control, means don't try to suppress, don't try to control, don't try to do anything. Where the controller is the thought, understand? I didn't rub. Who control? The thought wants to control. So the thought is the controller. And who meditate? The thought wants to meditate. Again, it's the thought. When you are deeply developing all the thought-based meditation, you cannot realize a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind. That's why the real meditation is awareness. Just aware before the knowing, before the thought come up. Relax, maintain awareness, and you are there. And the thinking will slow down. Then it will completely cease, dissipate. And when it ceases, that's how your true nature shines forth. Your true nature actually all the while there. But because you are deluded, lost in thought, that nature is clouded by your thinking, emotion, thought activity, sankhara manifestation. That's how you get yourself trapped. You fail to realize your true nature is beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond all this sankhara activity and emotion. That's why meditation is to awaken to this, to realize this through direct experience, directly realizing it. Not all the method, technique, and whatever thing that people teach you. These are all instructions to meditate. And they come from what? They come from the thought. The thought read the sutta and come up with method and technique and instruction for you to meditate. And you gullibly use your thought to try to understand, then use the thought to verbalize. Or in the name of meditation, to meditate. So who meditate? The thought is actively meditating. Because you believe to meditate, there must be a meditator. So the meditator is busy meditating through what? Thought-based method, technique, focusing, concentrating, and all those things. And this is what people have been doing for umpteen years, and yet they fail to understand. That's why there is not much result. Most people wasted a lot of time going for retreat, cultivating the so-called thought-based meditation, end up having some good meditative experience, but no real insight. Most of it is Dhamma knowledge, cannot apply, not applicable to life. They cannot cope with life. They cannot develop the daily mindfulness. And because they cannot develop the daily mindfulness, they cannot see their subtle evil root, their mental intention and all that. Then they don't even go deep into what constitutes evil. They didn't even really understand the essential Dhamma and the teaching. That's why it's not easy for people to learn this Dhamma. This Dhamma, when you understand, is very easy. Really very, very easy. Okay, you continue. Tell me. Sorry to interrupt.
Then suddenly I heard your voice. Then I will be like, try to follow your instruction. Then I feel stressed, here.
Definitely, because you try to follow my instruction. That is trying. By who? The thought. Why do you want to try? Understand and do. Don't try to know. Did you follow?
Yeah, later.
Because you try to know. You try to follow. That's why you try to know whether you do it correctly or not. That's where you fail to understand. When you understand, when I understand what Brother Teo say, I just do. What did I tell you? Relax, aware. Don't try to know. Just do that. Give it a try. And when you can really relax and aware, find out what happened inside there. Like that day I told Amy, without thought, who are you? Inquire. Don't go and think. When you are in that state, relax, aware, don't do anything, then what happened? Find out for yourself, within the form of mind. Then how did that tranquility, the stillness, how did all the thoughts slow down and cease? Today I sent out the Thursday note, short note. How many of you have read it? I just sent out after dinner. That one is very good, done by my daughter. And she is very good because she understands what I say. And she tried to put into her own words. I didn't really edit much. I edited a bit on it. Yeah. Maybe we go through that one after a set. Yeah. Continue. That's why you report, I can advise you. Then you will know what happened there, how to develop the understanding to improve on it. The word understanding is very different from what you tend to perceive. Understand or not? Because when you listen and thought, I say, you must meditate with understanding. Like what Tammy just now mentioned. What did he say? He tried to follow my instruction, isn't it? So what happened to that thing? When she tried, is the thought. The thought is trying to follow my instruction. And what is my instruction? He has not got it clearly understood. That's why he has to try to follow. But if you have understood, what is there to try? I just do. Understand or not? Do means what? Did I follow the instruction to relax? Maintain awareness. Do that one first, like swimming. Jump into the pool first. Understand? Otherwise, theory. Let go, you are lighter than water, buoyancy, you will float. The moment you step into the pool, you keep on sinking, you panic, you don't even trust what that instruction was given to you. Understand? Because fear takes over. Huh? But if you have done it, you will know. This is the truth. My body is lighter than water. So I did it 40 years ago. Because I just went into the pool and I just let my whole body sink in. Also because I understand physics. Then I realized the body keep on sinking. Then up to a point when the up thrust, the weight of the volume of water displaced, the up thrust, that is your up thrust. Your bodily mass, that volume of water, that up thrust, it will push my body up. Where the up thrust is heavier than my body. The up thrust is the totality, including my lung, all the space, everything, that give me the up thrust that is lighter than water. That's why the body is buoyancy. Then I realize this up thrust push my body up. Then when I reach the surface, I realize swimming is so easy. I don't have to learn. Well, I already can float. When I can float, I just move my limbs. I swim. That's why breaststroke also no problem. Freestyle also no problem. I just swim. Meditation is the same. If you know that your original mind is already stillness, tranquility, without thought, then why must you learn how to be mindful? Why must you learn to meditate? In fact, the moment you are without thought, you are already aware. You are already in the meditative state. Why can't you just relax and let your thinking subside? Not forgot how to relax. Because throughout the day, you are not mindful, you create a mental hindrance. You lack spiritual faculty. You have a lot of mental hindrance. Like that lady say, it keep on chattering and verbalizing non-stop. Well, you live a heedless life. You are not heedful. You have not trained your mind to be aware, to be mindful, to be with the moment. The mind that is trained is very different. It listens to you. When you want it to be silent, it will just be silent. Just like that dog. Sit, sit. That is the trained dog. So your mind also same. I want to be silent without thought. It will be just that. But if you have not trained, that mind will not listen to you. You want to be peaceful, it becomes more heedless. Because the untrained mind behaves that way. The untrained mind is heedless. Because the mental hindrance is there. The spiritual faculty are not there. And people don't understand this. They go and suppress and control the thought. When it's restless, thinking, heedless, they focus, they concentrate. They want to fix the mind so that it cannot think. That is all energy field, thought based, focusing, concentration. That is not sati at all. Sati is a free mind, aware, without movement. That is what meditation is all about. You have to do it until your mind has this understanding and ability to be just aware without thought. And this one, if you don't have the understanding, you cannot do it. The training cannot be done. But if you understand, it's very easy, not difficult. Can follow? Yeah? So these are very important pointers. That's why the short note all is geared towards all this. If you really go into it with understanding, very fast, you progress. You will progress. Yeah. Don't try to know, just do. Have faith, be sincere, persevere. Then the Dhamma will unfold. The understanding will unfold. You will awaken. It's not easy. Sorry, it's not difficult. It's very easy when you understand. But when you don't understand, I can tell you, you totally in a maze, you will get lost. Because you are gullible. You are attracted by all those gullible words that people tell you. You chase here, chase there, chase everywhere. You forgot to go in to develop the awareness, to realize the deathless element, to realize your true nature, your self nature, the awareness nature. You don't even know that that one exists. Then who are you? What are you? Who is living your life? How are you heedless? Because of that mundane mind that doesn't understand. The lack of wisdom will condition heedlessness, self-delusion, ignorance. And this is how suffering comes to be. It will condition you to grasp and cling and hold on to the five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that it's real, thinking that this is you. Because feeling is so real, thinking is so real, sankhara, activity, emotion, everything is so real. How can living beings say this is not me? Because they don't meditate. They do not realize that true mind that is beyond all this. That's why you must realize that state, then transcend mind. Transcend the thought. Beyond thought. Beyond mind. That's what the true Dhamma is. Dhamma is akaliko. Timeless. Beyond thought. Beyond time. Whatever that is within the field of thought, thought-based, can never realize that state which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Always remember that. That's why the real meditation is silent, not to do anything. Not doing is the doing. Do you understand? By not doing, your thought cease. Do you understand? And that is the real meditation. Because when you do, thought become active. So how can you be aware? Yeah, the doer is the thought. By not doing, everything ceases. Yeah, you don't feed it with any more diluted energy. Thought-based energy. Born of self-delusion. Born of ignorance. So all this, you have to find out yourself while in the meditative state. Then when you understand, you will have joy. You become so different. Then you can share your experience. You can talk about it. No wonder living being cannot understand. Because they are so attached to the thought, to the words, to the concept of meditation, to the Dhamma knowledge of what Dhamma is. That's why when you create this concept, when you create this duality, you cannot break free. You get yourself entangled with words, with thought. Then everything you do is based on that thinking, that thought process. But to you, the whole of your existence is thought. Without thought, you don't exist. That's why you cannot have a situation where you are near to no thought. A lot of people told me they fear. No thought means they are dead. I don't know how people end up that way. For me, it's the opposite. When I have the state of little or no thought, there is understanding. There is clarity. There is joy. Because when thought can just cease, then that nature shines forth. That nature become what the reality is. Then it can see things as they are. It's just aware. It is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. It don't have words, nothing. That's why it's always tranquil, still. Just that nature. And it's so beautiful. And that is the one that can transcend all duality, all the delusion created by thought. That's why the phenomenal world of consciousness collapse in front of you. They will have no power over you. They fail to deceive you, to condition you into negativity, and develop all the reaction to sense experience and all those things. Okay? Yeah. You can continue, huh? Tell me, yes.
Then,
okay, yes.
Then,
yeah.
Let me see. Okay. Because I was like tired, so I don't want to. I want to try a different way, somehow. So I just relax. Then the sound becomes clearer. It's kind of like becomes. I didn't try to follow that. It becomes following already. It's like the whole body relax already, you know. Then it's like okay. Then relax. Then I noticed a few things like it's like because stress mah, stress. And then a lot of ideas arise, and then I was the top was like holding. Then actually you don't need to have a strong hold on the thoughts and just relax. Then the mind will
don't relax. Do anything.
Then, yeah, it's like it's,
don't do anything.
It automatically come out one. Then it's like but then relax. Then you're like okay. Then it just come up.
The other thing that I advise you: assume you are dead. Can remember or not? How can a dead man think? How can a dead man respond? Even itchiness, anger, all cannot come out, understand or not? That's why it's not easy to be dead, understand or not? When you are dead, it's very interesting. But when you are not dead, and you can be as if you are dead, that is the best. That is meditation. You remember? When you can have the understanding, and yet with all the memory and the rubbish inside, that is true wisdom. Understand? You can act according to wisdom, understanding, born of the direct seeing and the awakening, and yet with all the views, opinion, and conditioning inside. Because you have awakened. That's why you know this one is worldly thing, the duality. But this one belongs to the conditioned world. This one is not real. This one is for you to live life. That's why the Buddha said, to live life, you need Noble Eightfold Path. From right view, give rise to right thought. No more heedless wrong view leading to wrong thought. Do you understand? That is how you separate the living life aspect. When you live life, you must follow Noble Eightfold Path. You must not be heedless. Deluded. You must have right view, no more wrong view. Then only the right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and the four right effort can arise. Then there is sati leading to samadhi, to see things, leading to the ability to see things as they are. This is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. So you act with wisdom following Noble Eightfold Path. That is what life is all about. Then all the memory, views, opinion, and conditioning with all the delusion cannot deceive you anymore. Cannot come out and tell you story anymore. They fail to have power over you. That's the power of wisdom. Only wisdom free, nothing else. That's why the real meditation is very different. The form and mind that realize that enlightenment will understand. That is no longer deluded, gullible. Nothing in this world can deceive that form and mind anymore. Okay? Yeah. So, don't try to know. Assume you are dead. That thing come out, let it come out. Understand? Because this is the nature's condition. The physical body go the way of nature. Aggregates of mind also go the way of nature. They arise, they pass away. If you don't have avijja, there is no sankara. Understand that. And what is avijja? Trying to know. The egoic mind. Want to do this, want to do that. That is craving. That's why it arises. But when that one ceases, you just relax, maintain awareness, then all this thinking, they are thought-based, energy-based, dependent originating. Where you don't fit it with any more self-delusion or heedless thinking energy, what happened to it? It will slow down, it will dissipate, and it will cease. Not until it ceases, you can never understand who are you, what are you, what that nature is. So meditation is just relax, aware, maintain awareness to realize that true mind. Why can't you just do that? Why do you want to know so many things? Who wants to know? The thought wants to know. Why do you want to have a meditator inside there? That's why don't do anything. Relax, maintain awareness. Then find out. The awareness will understand all this, not the thought. Once the thought is active, you are thought-based meditation already, trapped already. You can never understand all this real meditation.
Actually, what I meant is, what I meant by relax is not I do the relax.
Correct.
Like, it's like the thought came up, then it becomes like a, how to say, thoughts came up, it automatically want to go, and after that it becomes like, I mean, like, becomes like a vibration already. It's like thought came up, then
more like important is you must have the understanding. Thought is sankara. Sankara is anicca, impermanent. It will come, it will go. And avijja paccaya sankara, always remember. As long as I have ignorant avijja, it will arise sankara. If there is no egoic mind that has ignorant or avijja, there is no need for thinking, isn't it? Why do you think? You think because you want to know. You want to experience. You want to understand. The egoic mind is behind. The other thinking is not you. The mental hindrance create the thinking. We have your tendency. Because you don't know how to relax. You don't know how to maintain awareness. There is no daily mindfulness. Your daily life is not in order. That's why the brain is in disorder. That's why it creates thinking. Thought is respond to memory. That's why it keep on arising, like that lady, verbalizing. Even want to sleep also verbalize. Because that mind is not trained. You lack awareness, lack understanding. Just like swimming, let it sink. Then find out. Finally, the uptrust will push you up. So the thought arrives. Why you want to worry about the thought? Why you want to find out this, find out that? Try new way. What are you doing? Forget about it. Just let it be. Let it be means what? Don't do anything. So, after that, no more energy. What will happen to it? It will dissipate. It will slow down and it will cease. That is meditation. That's why the real meditation is not trying to do anything. Not trying to watch this and watch that. observe without control. Observe without continuity. You forgot about the two things. When it continues to think, there is continuity. Understand? Or? The controller is there, trying to do this, trying to do that. That's why observe is silent, without verbalization, without chattering, without any mind activity. Observe the pure perception, aware. Understand? Don't think. The moment you think, you cannot understand. Forget about it. Just listen attentively. Is the instruction so difficult? Relax. Then? Aware. Then? Maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Don't do anything. Why can't you just do that in the meditation? Then you will tell me different things. That nature that went through that process will understand. Then your reporting becomes different. Then there's a lot of other things that will arise. Because when you really do it with that type of understanding, follow that instruction, that silent mind, that nature will manifest. And your awareness that is aware of it will understand. That it will know all the movement. Like just now when we were having dinner, PG was trying to describe. Because the thought and the awareness, they are so close. And the thought keep on arising. So when the thought arises, you try to do something, you are dead. Don't do anything. Let it arise. Let it be. It will finally cease. That is what you're supposed to realize. When there is no more thought, who are you? Without thought, who are you? The awareness nature is not a thought. It's not even a word or concept. It's just that nature. If you use word to describe, it's to let people understand. Aware means before the knowing, before the sankhara activity, before perception, before thought activity. Can you just don't do anything and realize that state? That is meditation. Maybe I go through the short note, it will help you. Eh? Okay. I just sent out today at about 7 o'clock. 7 p.m. Okay, right till 7 November 2019, Thursday class outline short note. Brother Adam shares that during meditation, he inquired into the tactile sensation and reaction he has towards his perceived surrounding and environment. Even that one is a trap. Do you understand? Then I reply. Then my daughter say, Brother Teo advised him to refrain from triggering such thought of contemplation using knowledge during formal meditation. That's why when you meditate, don't try to know. Don't try to do all these funny things. When the mind is actively seeking, then one is no longer meditating. Always remember that. Because you are no longer aware. Can you follow? This is what you're supposed to understand. Then number three, to meditate, just relax and maintain awareness. That's what I told you just now. Let the stillness, silent mind, or true nature arise. After coming out of the meditation, only then should one contemplate. Then you can reflect what happened just now. That is to stabilize the wisdom that has awakened during the meditation. Not during that meditation want to know. That is the thought. That is through Dhamma knowledge you try to look for things. But when the thought is not active, that silent will understand. Then when you come out of it, you can reflect and go, what happened inside that? How come that thing is like that? Then you have to use word to describe it. That is the real one. Number four, difference between knowledge and understanding, which is wisdom. Always remember, only wisdom free. That is, only the understanding that arises from that true nature liberates the mind. Knowledge binds. Whatever you come to know is your knowledge from memory. Wisdom is an understanding which is not a knowledge. Always remember that. Wisdom is an awakening. The moment you awaken, you understand. That's why when you meditate initially, do not try to know or actively reflect, contemplate during formal meditation. Don't do that. If you do that, you are actually wasting your time. That is thought-based meditation. Unless after some period of cultivation, when you are already very skillful and you have developed the understanding, that is different. Example, in the midst of a formal meditation, certain things can happen, like an epiphany. I don't know this word until I saw it in my daughter's transcript. Short note. Then I go and check the meaning. I Google. You know what is the meaning or not? A revelation. You know what is a revelation? The aha moment. the understanding suddenly reveal itself to you. So this word is very good. So I like this word, epiphany. Within the moment when it happens, the awareness will develop a natural understanding, means awakening first, when it happens. Then straight away the nature within will have the understanding to reflect and contemplate with wisdom, and you will see the universal characteristics of all phenomena unfolding and unraveling. This one can happen. Because this one, the moment it happened, because you already have the understanding, it awakened you already, then there is this type of understanding inside, very deep, that it straight away connect through. That's why it can reflect and contemplate inside. Then there will be joy. Then you will know that's it. No wonder the Buddha is so wise. So everything is after the awakening, then the understanding come forth. That one is different. But before the awakening, don't try to contemplate and reflect in the formal meditation. You don't do it. You only reflect, contemplate in daily mindfulness when you are listening attentively to Dhamma, when you are within a quiet environment in a creative state. At that time, you can reflect, you can contemplate. Then you can stabilize the understanding. Actually, reflection, contemplation, and inquiry or investigate is to stabilize your understanding, to investigate into truth or Dhamma. So this one is very important. So you will see the true universal characteristics of all phenomena unfolding, unraveling. Most of the time, people assume they have to use the mind to meditate, which is the thought process, to look for experiences to conform with their Dhamma knowledge. Using the mundane mind through knowledge to look for Dhamma is thought-based meditation. When a person becomes heedless, his thought process is active when he tries to link his meditative experiences to the Dhamma knowledge, resulting in being caught within the rigidity of concept, words, and knowledge, instead of developing the true understanding, which is wisdom, born of the direct seeing, to see things as they truly are, with the silent mind, which is just an awareness before the knowing. So all these are very clear and very important. Then number five, just relax, maintain awareness, and let things be. Remember this word. The mind will then settle down, become very quiet, and you will finally experience the tranquility and stillness of mind. That tranquility and stillness of mind is your true mind, the silent mind, which is also your meditative mind. This mind is unique to everyone, and thus you will have to experience it and go through it to develop the true understanding of what that awareness nature is, as everyone is different. That's why you must realize it at least once. You must go into it. Otherwise, no use, no point. Words, no meaning. All these are concepts. But when you realize it in the meditation, then you will have the understanding. It's so different. Then number six. The five spiritual faculties leading to a very stable daily mindfulness are very important practices for getting real progress in meditation. So, five spiritual faculties leading to stable daily mindfulness. Then follow the Avijja Sutta step 1 and 2 to develop the first and second turning wisdom born of constantly listening to Dhamma, contemplation, reflection, and inquiry with understanding of the essential Dhamma. Opportunity time to constantly listen to Dhamma is step 2 of the Avijja Sutta. When step 2 is developed and the Dhamma stand up to investigation, there will be faith. So this will give rise to step 3, which is faith in the Buddha and his teaching. Followed by step 4, which is Yoniso Manasikara at the moment of sense experience, born of the first and second turning wisdom. Step 4 will enable one to easily develop the stability of daily mindfulness, leading to step 5. So step 4 is Yoniso Manasikara. When you have Yoniso Manasikara, it will lead to a stable daily mindfulness, leading to step 5, which is Sati Sampajana, means mindfulness and clear comprehension in daily life. So step 5 will lead to step 6, sense restraint. This is possible whereby then your mindfulness or awareness is already very stable and clear to see the defilement, leading to your ability to listen attentively, the art of listening. Upon straightening of one's view, arises the initial wisdom to act according to wisdom, following Noble Eightfold Path. That is, right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, followed by the four right effort, etc. Number 8. Only the true mind can meditate and understand all this. The thought cannot. Separate these two, then you will understand and progress accordingly, following Avijja Sutta's 10 steps guideline. When your daily mindfulness has stabilized, cultivate the four types of clear comprehension, leading to step 5, Sati Sampajana. Then with the four types of clear comprehension developed, you won't deviate or go astray. At the moment of sense experience, you are no longer heedless. Your mind will no longer stir with like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. It has understanding to let things be, and it understands clearly things are just the way they are, the reality of the moment, and what is suchness. Ta-ta-ta. Number 10. When your mind enters sati, everything that happened within your form and mind becomes very clear. Even the slightest movement seems magnified. Even when you come out of the formal meditation, everything you do is in sati. The bodily activity or physical activity are one with your awareness. Same with seeing and hearing, etc. The mind and sense door will operate differently, and you can be at the moment of consciousness, moment of contact, feeling, arising of sankhara activity, any phenomena or movement, etc. Step 5 requires both Yoniso Manasikara and Sati. Step 5 is what? What is step 5? Sati Sampajana. So this one you need the initial wisdom and Sati. That's why you have to listen to Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, and develop them first. Otherwise, your mind continue to stir. Then the stability of daily mindfulness depends on your initial wisdom, born of first and second turning wisdom. And your mind must enter sati so that your mind has the ability and sensitivity to see the very subtle defilement that the normal mind cannot see. Then number 12, while in the midst of your daily life, when encountering situation which really disturb and stir your emotion, example, when there is severe fear or anger, That is the best time to cultivate. Straight away, silence your mind completely and let your awareness stay with that emotion. Awareness and the emotion, which is fear and anger, as one, means be with it, like Kok Lun came to understand. The anger or fear may take a while to dissipate and fade away. When the awareness and the emotion are as one, you are no longer feeding the mundane mind with any more thought energy to proliferate, and you will be able to see the emotion, fear and anger dissipating. Then you will come to a very profound understanding that this emotion of fear and anger are not you, not intrinsic within your true mind. These are dependent originating and conditioned arising mind state, causal phenomena. They are not real. They don't belong to you. Anger was never you. Fear was never you. They arise due to delusion, wrong view, lack of wisdom and understanding. That's why your mind stir, react, lashes out so heedlessly and uncontrollably. Since they are dependent originating, hence they are impermanent, non-self and empty, not so real, not what you think. Number 14. When the emotion cease, you will realize whatever that is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease. Depending on causes, it arises. If you silence your mind and don't do anything, see, remember, don't do anything, then because there is no more sustaining condition, it will cease. Number 15. Our true mind is able to assess the oneness nature or our self-awareness nature, which is the noumeno, the unconditioned, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond time, which is not a phenomenon, not perceivable by the mundane mind. Example, the silence of nature. There is no need for sense data and vibration. So the regular senses, hearing, consciousness, etc., cannot pick it up. Then what is it that is aware of that silence? What is that awareness nature? Who is aware of silence? There is nobody, because that nature of yours is not a being, and it cannot come out and live life. But it is the unconditioned. That one, very few can understand. Unless you are an Arya, you cannot understand. Number 16. The true nature, awareness nature, is of higher intelligence than thought. And that's the reason why it can be aware of thought, aware of all the condition arising phenomenal world of consciousness. But thought cannot be aware of awareness. Thought cannot see awareness, and it is incapable of assessing or touching that nature. The true nature can insight into phenomena and see things as they are and awaken without words. The nature just understands. It can develop the understanding. And when this understanding arises, it is connected to the form and mind. Because only through that form and mind can one locate the gateway to their true nature. And you have to use this nature within to meditate. That's why when it awakens, the form and mind will have the understanding. Hence, transforming the form and mind, which is no longer deluded, it has become enlightened. Though enlightened, this form and mind is still impermanent, goes the way of nature, not you, because it is not a permanent, unchanging entity. To meditate is to realize the true mind and your true nature. When thought ceases, the nature manifests. Actually, the nature is there all the time, but it is clouded by sankhara activity, thought and emotion. That is the reason why you are incapable of realizing it. You are most of the time lost in thought, deluded and deceived by the continuous and heedless thought proliferation, conditioned by your deluded mundane mind. Our natural state of mind is awareness. There is no need to try or to practice to be aware. Just relax. Don't exert any thought energy. Maintain awareness. Be silent. Then number 19 is just a general definition. Kilesa, normal defilement, like the five mental hindrances. Anusaya is latent tendency, which can be dormant when there is no condition. So negativity that surface upon moments of weakness when there is condition. Asavak are very strong defilement, perpetually a brim of eruption. Example, violent disposition, always snapping at others. Then number 20, Sister Kiet Hun asks whether asavak is exhibited in people as a type of personality disorder like bipolar disease, where they can't help behaving in such a manner. This one is important, Kiet Hun. Your question, Well, they clarify that such behavior, like those with OCD, obsessive and compulsive disorder, or people with depression, are mainly due to karmic conditioning. Hence, their thoughts become out of control. It becomes obsessive, compulsive, and intrusive. Well, this is your karmic friction. This is what you did to people. You put so much fear into people. So this life comes, you get OCD. Then this thought becomes oppressive, obsessive, and intrusive. It will make you miserable, like what you did to others. So mainly karmic in nature. These people need Dhamma to free their mind. So reference to two Brother Teo's transcript book for useful reading regarding this matter. One of them is the talk given in SJBA, Importance of Mindfulness and Heedfulness to Cope with Life's Problem and Suffering, A Method of Stress Release. The other one is based on a talk in Klang, Knowing and Seeing. The Buddha say, nobody can be free except those who know and see. Actually, the word should be understand with wisdom and have the direct seeing. Then Sister Kiet Hun asks, the last question, whether there are danger in meditation. You remember that question? So I answer you in a very simple way. Well, they'll reiterate that the purpose of meditation is to develop wisdom. Just relax and not to focus, to develop psychic ability. With this understanding and way of cultivation, there will be no problem or trouble of in this type of meditation. Do you understand, Kevin? Where you just want to develop wisdom, relax, aware. How can it give you problem? You are not greedy. You don't go and look for things. You don't focus and concentrate. However, if a person does not understand this purpose of meditation and instead focus, concentrate, and temper with the chakras leading to energy field, then that would be inviting trouble, problem awaiting to happen. Above outline short note draft was prepared by Sister Sui, my daughter. So that's end the short note. So we will end also. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Can.
Thank you, my dear, for the guidance. Somehow along the way, I get what you mean. When I want to recall, I couldn't say, but somehow I just know a bit.
That should be the correct way, because don't recall through memory. Whatever you recall through memory is not the real thing. Wait till you have the stability or understanding, then it will come out by itself. That is the real Dhamma. If you try to recall through memory, that is knowledge. The one that comes from your understanding, no need memory on, is always there. It cannot be taken away.
I guess something is that if I confine to memory, it's kind of like you fix it and then conclude it. Then it's not the actual one that.
So now you understand. That's why you have to develop the understanding to meditate correctly. Otherwise, you keep on going back to the old way. You remember that Sunday? I already told you, most people make this mistake. Maybe I finish off with this. Let's say, you still deluded. You don't understand. So, most people are here. Deluded. Don't have the understanding. So what do you do? Huh? What do you do? Ask questions is okay, but normally what do you do? You want to learn from people, right? So you go all over. Because you don't know what is learning. To learn is not to believe, understand? No? To learn is to investigate. To listen attentively. So this so-called search let's say finally you found somebody who understands. Who had realized. Do you know this type of people is very difficult to find? Do you understand? Do you understand? But let's say, like you all, your karma very good. Finally, you found. Or some, they say, first time come to meditation, they meet the right one. Then, do you know what most people are doing or not? They are trying to learn from here. Do you realize? Using their own old thinking. Old thinking and conditioning means views, opinion and conditioning. And conditioning. Do you know you're wasting your time slowly trying to improve, and finally realize that, actually, this is the one. If you already meet this one, why not you just listen attentively and forget about the old rubbish? Listen attentively. Because this old thinking, you already know it cannot free you, understand? Why do you still want to go back and say, Bratio, can I do like that or not? I was told like that. Then you keep on saying, okay, I change. I want to improve a bit. Then by the time you reach here, 30 years later, then you realize, actually it's so easy. Why can't you just realize, because when you meet somebody who understands, he can tell you what that thing is which you have not heard before. Then you can investigate into it, and it will stand up to investigate. So if I meet somebody who can teach me this, why should I still remember all this rubbish? Understand? And this is what human being is doing, because they are so comfortable with the old way. It's just like an office. If you want to introduce new culture, it's very difficult. Everybody will resist because they are so comfortable with the old culture. Understand? That's why when it comes to learning, it's not about holding on to what you have already learned or understood. You have to empty this. You remember I told you? You must have a
open? What is open mind? All your memory, leave it in the memory bank. Understand? Then listen attentively. That's why the art of listening. Listen attentively without what? Interference from your views, opinion, and conditioning. Without verbalization, without anything, silent, attentively listen and find out whether that person really understands. If he understands the thing he tells you, you never hear before. And what have you got to lose? Reflect, contemplate, and try it. If it really works, then you save so much time. Do you understand? You don't have to go through all this thought-based meditation and learning. And it's not easy, I tell you, because it is so revolutionary. Because what is being taught at this stage is the opposite of what normal people learn. Do you understand? It's almost completely the opposite of the logical mind that cling on to logic, Dhamma knowledge. So that's why the art of listening is very important. It's just like in life, okay? If you want to see a financial planner, to teach you financial planning to plan your financial freedom, what must you look for? If you look for qualification, you are gone. Understand? You look for title, all those things, charge you a lot, you are dead. The one that gives the real one normally don't charge. So what must you do? First, that financial planner, you must ask him, are you successful? Have you done it yourself? If he has not done it yourself because of the title and the qualification, you expect him to teach you. Do you understand? If he can tell you that he has done it and he can show it to you how he do it, then that one is worth listening. Understand? But he has made it. So meditation is the same. If whatever he tell you, he has not done it, he only learned from people or read from book, then you better think twice. But this one is beyond thought, beyond mind. You must have someone who has gone through it, realize it, then succeeded in it. Then I am willing to listen. That's what I shared with you all last Sunday, right? And always remember this. People tend to fall back to this. When I hear all these questions, I realize you all steal from here and never move. Understand? Trying to improve from here. That's what my brother-in-law did. When I tried to explain to him about investment, he keep on telling me his mistake and how he last time don't understand do it. I said, forget about all this. These are not important anymore. Now listen attentively. I told him, you are not listening. I said, my wife was there. You can ask my wife. Yeah, he keep on going back to his way of doing things. Understand or not? And keep on want to tell me how he make mistake. To me, it's not important. Understand? As long as you know that this is all thought based, you are wasting your time. Wake up. Understand? So, if after this you still cling to your old way, I leave it to you. We have nothing to do with me. Because I realize the human mind is very stubborn. They lash on to their comfort zone. They refuse to come out of their comfort zone. Kehun can understand, I think. You don't understand. You hear, but you don't understand. That's why you cannot change. If you hear, you understand. Straight away you wake up, you will change. The habitual tendency means you haven't changed. Because the habitual tendency keep on want to go back to that old way, and from that point of view, you keep on asking that type of question. Which is what? Still thought-based. Understand not? Because you haven't tried here. You have spent some time, have faith, and really try, you will find out. And you learn very fast. Well, from here, you don't have to pay the tuition fee and waste the time. Sleep. But can you do according to instruction?
Yeah,
lah. Can you do according to instruction? Yeah. That's why just now I say relax, sleep. Because you cannot see the importance of maintaining awareness. Relax, aware, remember? Maintain awareness. So you only listen to relax.
The word aware, it's a word, but I think exactly aware in my head is what? It's that thing. So it's supposed to be no thinking, don't think, don't plan.
See, very good. Because you bring this out. Now I know where you go wrong. You are using word and concept to understand aware. How can you understand? Aware means no thinking, no... Again, the thought telling you, understand? Then, what I am asking you to do is, I have to use word to communicate with you. Aware is before the knowing. So don't try to know. The word is so big, understand? Don't try to know. I mark it red some more. Don't try to know means what? No question asked. No words, no concept, no thought, then you are aware. See? But when you have to get, who is the you? The thought again. You never listen. If you have been listening, the thought must cease. You remember the Jai Krishnamurti quote or not? Listen without any control. Without any continuity of that thought. When you create thoughts, somehow you're not aware. And use word and concept to try to understand awareness. That's where you never learn. You are not listening. You are going back to the old way of using thought to understand. But this one is beyond thought. Relax, aware, maintain awareness. Just assume you are dead. So many pointers given to you. A dead man cannot think, cannot do anything. Be in that state. Find out. When you are completely relaxed and without thought, but still aware, not asleep. Understand? Because you relax aware, you don't know what is aware, then conveniently you sleep. That is what's happening. Because you are struggling to understand what is awareness. Awareness, no need to do, no need to try. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. Can you understand? So, don't do anything. Just relax, enjoy. Enjoy means what? No stress, no thought, nothing. I just feel good. But the moment the thought arises, you are no longer aware. And that is the difficult part. Your people never try it. They always go back to their old way of doing meditation or doing things. Do you realize your thought is very active? Everything you do, you need thought. That's why you have to break that delusion. Is there another way of living life without thought? I don't have to use thought. See? You are thinking whole day because you are the one that is still with avijja. That's why sankara thinking arise. But when you are heedful, aware, there is hardly any thought. How come I don't have thought most of the time?
How to work without thought?
That's why you cannot understand. Without thought, there is clarity. Understand? You know what is clarity or not? You are not clouded by the fear, worry, anxiety. The human beings' problem is they worry about life. They worry about the problem. They are with the emotion. That's why they can never have a quiet mind. That is calm of the thing. That is calm, peaceful, and just aware. Do you understand?
But we can have the thought without all those
things. The Buddha already told you, without wisdom, you will think. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Dependent or ignorant, thought activity will arise because of your mental hindrance. Because you don't understand. But when you have spiritual faculty, you hardly think. When you are mindful, do you think? When you have samadhi, at the moment of sense experience, can you react and stir your mind and create thinking? You can't. You will just stop there. And when you have wisdom, you only so manasikara from you. Sabbe sankara anicang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta. Straight away you stop. You don't want to have anything to do with it. Well, it leads to suffering. Why do you want to continue that thought proliferation? Why do you want to continue to give meaning, attach and cling and get yourself entangled? You just do your duty, understand? The form in my head is duty. That's how you just manifest with understanding, following Noble Eightfold Path. Right view, condition, right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. Then you have sati, samadhi, the four right effort. Then you can live life perfectly, beautifully. Okay? Better end now. Otherwise, 12 o'clock. Sadhu. 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 Okay, let us share merits. Transfer merit. Akka sata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakantu lokasasana etta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo asatu kalena sasa sampati hito cha vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to triple gem. Then we end. Thank you.
Please, I would like to invite Sister Mifang to listen to my little presentation to you. I have already sent to my Kalyamita chat group lah. If you all want to have a look at it, you can have a look at it. Maybe I'll present one first round, then all of you join me. Today is being a birthday of Sister Mifang. I wish you happy birthday. May all your good and noble aspiration fulfill soon as possible. This is a Buddhist birthday song, which I learned from Second N, Malacca Buddhist Society. So I'll sing to you, Sister Mifang. It's in the tune of Clementine. Clementine, oh my darling, oh my darling. That one, But this one is a different lyrics. Later you'll join me the second round, right? Sister Yvonne, please accept this from Engby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, this is your day. May your wishes come true. May the Buddha bless you always. May the Dhamma guide you. Ever growing in the Sangha, both with wisdom and compassion. May the refuge unto yourself till you're free from delusion. Together, happy birthday, this is your day. May your wishes come true. May the Buddha bless you always. May the Dhamma guide you. Ever growing in the Sangha, both with wisdom and compassion. May the refuge unto yourself till you're free from delusion. Happy birthday, Sister Mifong. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Wow, very good. Yeah, we should thank Engby for the lovely birthday song. Then also we should all wish Mifong a happy and very meaningful birthday. Sadhu, sadhu. And may all her good and noble wishes come true. Yeah, there's a birthday cake somewhere, Sadhu. So today you got extra special surprise for you after the class.
Thank you.